What's going on, guys? This is the Slice of Anime Life podcast. I'm Andrew.
This is Dallas.
And we're here to bring and talk about anime with you. It's been such a big part of our lives. And this is the first ever episode of our new podcast. Aren't you excited?
I'm very excited. Coming out July 11th. This is today. Finally excited to do something we've been wanting to do for a long time, which is make a podcast about anime.
We're also going to be talking about pop culture, beyond nerd stuff, nerdiology, whatever you want. We're going to try to do our best to give you a good platform and also give a chance for some fans to ask us some questions and give us some recommendations on some anime.
I mean, for us, this is a podcast that is for people who like anime. Maybe you're someone who doesn't know anime at all and you just are kind of stepping into what anime is. And we kind of want to share our experience today, share what got us into anime. Ultimately, from there, hopefully you guys will watch some of the stuff that we recommend. Today, we have a few little kind of things we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about
some small segments.
Yes, segments. That's great. What we're watching on a daily basis. We're going to talk about our favorite characters, favorite anime, maybe some favorite moments that live rent-free in our heads.
There's also going to be this or that. We're going to do a fast-paced segment where we face off with anime dilemmas. Maybe we'll talk about the sub or dub dilemma, go head-to-head with two different animes. That should be pretty fun. And we're also going to talk about some underrated picks, hidden gems that we might want to watch or we're hoping that come out with a second season, or some whether we would rewatch it or not. I have a list of a few that I might want to rewatch, I might not. So we're going to talk about that too. And then we're going to finish off with a character check-in. We're going to highlight a standout character, maybe in a new or older show, that we appreciated their glow-up or downfall that we really either like or we despise. And then what are we going to do at the way end?
So we've decided one thing we're going to try to do at every episode at the very end is we're going to kind of deep dive into a featured anime episode, maybe a featured anime that we've both been watching. Like, ahead of time, we're going to kind of pick out an anime, watch the first episode, watch an episode, come together and kind of decide our honest reactions on it.
All right. And so we'll kind of start off by saying, as we have in our episode notes, grab your snacks, press play, and hang out with us as we navigate the anime life one slice at a time. Okay, so we're going to start out first with what we're watching, and I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Andrew. We're twin brothers, as it says in our episode notes. We're really excited to finally start doing this podcast. To be honest, I haven't watched too much within the last year. I've been watching a lot of other shows that aren't necessarily anime, but some that I've been watching recently include Dr. Stone, catching up on the newest seasons of Dr. Stone. Finally catching up on One Piece, which I'm excited to finish Egghead arc. And I've also been considering watching some of the newer shows. I know they're coming out with a new My Hero Academia Vigilantes, which I'm excited about, as well as some underrated anime that I've been watching too.
Yeah, I'm the twin. I know our voices kind of sound a lot alike. My name is Dallas, the second half of the twins in this podcast. What I've been watching, I wouldn't say as well versed as my twin brother. He's more of the anime connoisseur, if you could say. He's watched more anime than me in general, but I'm really trying to get more and more back into anime. Right now I'm in my second, actually I think it might be my third or fourth watch of one of my favorite animes, Black Clover, which we might talk about later at some point. I recently watched an anime called Mashle, which is very similar to Black Clover. Me and my brother both enjoy Mashle a lot.
I, in fact, got him into the show, which was very exciting.
We definitely might have to break that down at some point. And then just some other specific ones, One Piece as well. I'm actually ahead of Andrew on One Piece. I'm all the way caught up. I watch in dub, which might be controversial for some people.
That will be one we're going back and forth on.
It might be controversial for some people, but I watch it in dub, so I'm waiting for Crunchyroll to specifically have its newest edition of dub episodes.
Okay, cool. We're going to just go through our favorites corner. This is the second segment. We're kind of just going to go back and forth on what our favorite animes are. It might take a little while, but in all honesty, I'm excited to share with you exactly how many shows I've seen, what are my favorites, and just go through some of the, I guess, everyday life in the anime scene. So first, I would say some of my top anime, if I had to pick up my top five, maybe even my top 10, if I had to run through, just so you know a little more about me, I would say my favorites are One Piece, which I love. I am almost caught up, as I said before. I love Death Note. Those of you who have not seen Death Note definitely should give it a try. I love Death Note. Another favorite of mine is Gurren Lagann. Great show. In fact, I got one of my closest friends to start on it, or at least told him that it was a good one to start, and he has done that, which is amazing. Some other ones that I do love are Shokugeki no Soma or Food Wars, which I love. Kind of has a little bit too much fan service, but still is one that I enjoy quite frequently. And then some other ones that I like include Dr. Stone. I do love Attack on Titan. I do have a list, which I can get into another day, that has my full-on list of favorites, some of which include my previous favorites, such as Sword Art Online, Rising the Shield Hero, but again, those have kind of been overtaken by some of the newer shows, and I'm excited just to start watching again and maybe start this podcast.
Yeah, so similar to my brother, I would say some of my favorite animes maybe is a little bit more mainstream. Would have to be my favorite anime of all time by far is an old school one called Yu Yu Hakusho from the 90s.
Mine too. I did not mention that.
Yeah, it's a really great show. Yu Yu Hakusho has been near and dear to my heart. I love that show so much. I wish that they could make some more episodes, but it's totally. I actually really enjoyed how this series ended. Anyways, I also really love obviously Black Clover. I've been talking about. I love My Hero. I really love Attack on Titan. Another controversial one I really like is Beastars. There's other ones, a lot of different ones that I enjoy. But yeah, specifically My Hero, Attack on Titan, Yu Yu Hakusho, One Piece. Those are kind of my go-tos when I go to watch a show. But there are many shows that I'm open to watching. My brother has kind of showed me new shows in which to watch, which I'm very thankful. For example, Mashal. I was kind of not sure about how Mashal was going to be. Thought maybe it was more of a ripoff, you could say, of Black Clover, but really it kind of showed a lot of the comedic side that Black Clover didn't show.
It was its own show. What I explained was maybe it was more like a Harry Potter meets Black Clover, but there's no grimoires, and in all honesty, it was just more of a comedy show with actually quite a good plot. So I really, really appreciated Mashal, and it was fun to be able to rewatch it again and talk about it with some of our friends and as well as my brother. So that's our anime list right now. I got a lot to watch. I've obviously seen so much. I probably have seen over 180. I'm sure Dallas is close to like 50 right now like that. But we're excited to go through each week which ones we've seen. I'm going to give you a rundown of some of the ones that are underrated, some of the ones that we might say are a little overrated. Right now, though, we're going to try to go on to this or that. We're going to do a fast-paced segment where we face off with anime dilemmas. And of course, we got to go first right into the dub or dub debate.
Something we just talked about recently.
Something we just talked about in the car. We talk about it on the weekends. We've been talking about this for a while. Honestly, I'm going to start out first. There are some shows that I have to watch in sub, and there are some shows that feel better to me in dub. I prefer it in dub. Yes. There are some shows that are like that. For example, one of the recent shows I've been watching, which is not anime at all, is Squid Game. The new season of Squid Game just came out. If you're a Squid Game fan, let's go. We're excited that it's out. It's finally done. In fact, I was quite happy. No spoilers. I was quite happy with the ending is what I'll say. Some people might come at me for that.
If anyone watches the show and you want to talk about it and you don't care about spoilers, maybe a episode later down the line, we could talk a little bit more about Squid Game because we both love Squid Game, and I am one to agree with my brother on this, okay? I would say of the two of us, I am more of the person that goes for dub specifically, but for Squid Game in particular, for live action TV shows and things like that, I have to watch it in sub. It just does not feel right. It's a kind of, for me, it's against the culture. You know, it just doesn't look good. The mouths are off. With anime, it's a little bit easier with the dub because the mouthing, usually on Crunchyroll or any other specific to animation, any of these places that do it, they specifically will help with the dub aspect. They'll make it work with the mouth movement. So I completely agree with Squid Game. I'm on the same boat, and I've really enjoyed the season as well.
I think, to be honest, that sub and dub, there is a time and place for each. So for Squid Game, of course, I would suggest listening to in sub because it's just more, it's easier that way. It, of course, there's more feeling and emotion coming out of the actors, coming out of the screen. I feel like in dub, especially for a live action like that, it's pretty boring. It's not that great. So that's my thoughts there. For dub, there are specific animes that I think are better in dub. For example, Black Clover, I think, is great. I think for a long time I was annoyed with the voice actor from the sub of Black Clover, the one who voices Asta. I think he's still great. I'm not going against how he's doing his voice acting. It's great, but I prefer the dub. Another one I prefer the dub is Yu Yu Hakusho, some of the older shows. Especially that one, I just really enjoy the dub with that. Some other dubbed shows that I really, really like, of course, are Yu-Gi-Oh!, one of my first anime I've ever seen. In fact, that was before I even knew what anime was. And then some other ones that I really, really enjoyed were Konosuba, Haikyuu's pretty decent, although I think I watched it in sub and dub. And then one of my favorite ones to watch in dub is actually God of High School. I really, really enjoyed God of High School in dub. That is, of course, a Korean anime, really, really great, and that's one you should watch too. Dallas, I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah,
one,
I would say for me specifically, I kind of am more on the bias side when it comes to anime because for the most part, what I've watched has usually been in dub. There were a little bit of times where I watched One Piece in sub because I was kind of not patient enough to wait for the dub episodes to come out. Ultimately, sub has kind of not really been my go-to when it comes to anime. There might be specific ones where I would want to watch the sub. If I ever did maybe watch Naruto or Dragon Ball Z, which are two that I know are... It's controversial that I'm doing this podcast and I've never seen these shows. I've seen a little bit of Naruto and a little bit of Dragon Ball, but I haven't really gone fully into it like my brother. He has watched them.
I have watched most of Naruto. I've watched all of the original Dragon Ball. I've watched some of Dragon Ball Z.
Some of those old school, I wouldn't say even old school, but those older, well-known, mainstream shows I might watch in sub. But usually if I have the first choice, it'll always be dub. One, because I'm not going to say I'm slow with it, but I think I would have to, if I'm reading the words the whole time, I'm kind of taking away from really what is going on action-wise.
Real quick, what's your number one dub show? What would you say is the best show that you like to watch in dub, in English?
I don't know. I would say...
Would it be Black Clover?
Probably, I don't know, Black Clover, I would say maybe Yu Yu Hakusho as well. I think that it fits so well, but it also is like, that's my comfort anime for sure. I mean, there are other ones too I really like, obviously... My Hero's dub. I know that's controversial too, because a lot of people like it in sub. But I'd say probably either My Hero or Yu Yu Hakusho.
My Hero has a good dub, has a good sub too. There's some that are 50-50. I used for a long time to I used to say that I could only watch Food Wars or Shokugeki no Soma in sub. That if I ever heard the dub, I would just cringe and I wouldn't really want to watch it. It didn't sound good to me. It didn't sound right. But then I just had the epiphany to start watching it in dub one day, and I actually enjoyed Soma's voice actor. I think he does a great job, and in fact, instead of cringing, I was actually enjoying the show and wanted to watch it again. And so I was very happy with that. Okay, another this or that. We're going to just go straight into it. Dallas, I'm going to ask you straight up, since we've seen most of the show. I think you're probably fully caught up in My Hero as well as you finished Attack on Titan.
My Hero, yeah.
What is better, Attack on Titan or My Hero, in your voice, in your opinion? What do you like better?
I will say this. I think, ultimately, both shows start off really strong. I think the first few seasons of both My Hero and Attack on Titan are really good. People argue that they really liked Attack on Titan Season 4 with Aaron and how things kind of went out. For me, personally, I didn't like it as much. I do like how they ended the anime. I do think that it was good. I just feel like, in my opinion, it fell a little flat. So therefore, I would say, in my own opinion, I know a lot of people would disagree and probably say I'm a My Hero
Stan or whatever.
I would say probably My Hero because I feel like there's more for me to kind of wait for. I think there's more in the manga that I haven't seen specifically in the anime yet. I'm waiting for it to come out. It's going to kind of finish up the story. Whereas Attack on Titan, it felt like very much the anime style changed. Aaron changed. You know, he's the one you kind of follow this whole time. Not saying it was a good, it was a good change in a way for a lot of fans. But for me, I kind of saw Aaron as this really like good guy, and then you kind of have to see him be this villainous character in the final season. So for me, I would definitely say My Hero, but I really love Attack on Titan as well. So it's that one actually is very close for sure. Tough for me.
I would have to say that Attack on Titan for me is up there more than My Hero. I love My Hero. Sure. It's great. It is a great show.
Well, for me too, I will finish this. The last few episodes of My Hero, last few seasons have been okay. They have not been that great.
Yeah.
The most recent season was way better than the two seasons before, in my opinion. Season 7 was better, in my opinion, than 6 and 5 combined. 5 was a terrible season, in my opinion. Keep going, sorry.
Okay, to be honest, I really think that we should do one more this or that, and then we can go to the underrated picks, some hidden gems that deserve more love, and maybe a second season if they don't have one already. So, right. Dallas, I'll let you come up with the next this or that. Just what do you think? What's the one this or that to ask me?
Yeah, I would say for you, you've talked about specifically Yu Yu Hakusho and how it's maybe similar to the OG Dragon Ball series.
Okay.
In comedy, what would you say is maybe the more funny show of the two?
Yu Yu Hakusho or Dragon Ball, the original?
Yes.
I would argue that out of those two shows, they're very similar. Just by art style, I know they're not they didn't come out the exact same year. I believe Dragon Ball's a little bit older, but to me, they both have that comedy release. They both have some really funny characters. Kuwabara being like a very nonchalant, goofy, funny guy from Yu Yu Hakusho, and then for Dragon Ball, most of the characters can be pretty funny at times. We got Yajirobe can be really hilarious. Master Roshi. So many characters in Dragon Ball can be just funny and get you out of your chair and laughing, especially in the original show. So I would say it's pretty even. If I had to give one or the other, I would say Dragon Ball because it hinges more on the comedy, whereas Yu Yu Hakusho can be more battle-heavy and a lot of the characters aren't as funny. Hiei is kind of funny sometimes, okay. Subtly. Yusuke can be funny subtly, but Dragon Ball, a lot of it is like bits, so... of course, if they come out and Goku is has his monkey tail and he's starting to fight a bunch of people and jumping around and Yajirobe and them climb up to this magical tower and all this crazy thing, sometimes it can be more funny and catered towards comedy. Whereas Yu Yu Hakusho, I don't know if it does that.
Yeah.
Great. Those were great this or that's. If you guys have any other this or that's that you want us to talk about in the next episode, please feel free to give us some hashtags or just tell us in the comments whatever you might want. We're really, really open to making our podcast not just about us and our experience, but letting you guys ask questions.
We know
maybe
that this
even having people on the podcast.
Right. We know that this is kind of a long road. You know, podcasters and podcasters are becoming more and more, I guess you could say, famous nowadays. Obviously, this is going to be a long road for us to really get out there in the open. But if you somehow just run into our podcast, somehow if you can reach out to us, that would be awesome. Give us some ideas of maybe some things we could do. Talk to us about this or that, specifically that segment. Kind of give us some ideas. I think that would be really cool. If you have any ideas of what we should be watching, maybe some underrated picks of your own, that would be awesome. Speaking of underrated picks, I think that is what we're going to go into now. Hidden gems, right, that deserve more than maybe the ones.
Yeah, maybe something that was pretty good, pretty solid, a show that you maybe would want to watch again, a hidden gem that you really think was quite good compared to some of the other shows. I'll start off first. I have a couple here that I kind of written down or at least figured out. There's a few that really, really stood out to me, but one, if you have not seen it, is a great show. It's called Shadow's House. I believe that there's two seasons now. I feel bad that there is a second season. I haven't watched it all the way through, but it's quite good. Came out on April 11th of 2021. And again, I think the first season has 12 episodes, so it's quite good. All right. Starts out with a girl. Her name is Emilico. She's a cheerful living doll who serves her shadow mistress, Kate, who basically looks like her, but is almost a shadow, faceless. We don't really know much about her, and they live in a mysterious mansion. They continue to grow close and uncover dark secrets about the mansion and the nobles who reside there and their true nature of the living dolls. So it's all about living dolls faceless people. It's very creepy and subtle. It also talks and shows a lot about how people can be mistreated, how some people can be mistreated based on their looks, based on who their masters are, what nobles they're closest to. It's very, very good. And it also is great because the dolls are essentially humans as well. So Emilico, she starts out with kind of wanting to be herself, being more human than maybe some of the other dolls, the living dolls. But it's a great show. I would definitely give it a try. I would say it's underrated. I don't know how the newest season turned out, but for me, the first season was quite good, and I would give it a try. Okay? What would be your most underrated pick?
Underrated pick. I don't know. I don't really have a crazy underrated hidden gem because I haven't watched nearly as much as you. I would say, if anything, since we both have watched it and I'm excited for the next season, I would totally say Mashal. It's one that's very underrated. I think obviously it's becoming more and more mainstream nowadays. It's on Netflix now. It's on other platforms like Crunchyroll and so forth. The new season should be coming out this year. So more and more patient I'm going to be, the more and more I want to watch the new season. They kind of left on a very weird, not a weird moment, but they kind of left us with a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end of season two. And I'm really excited for season three to start up. I think it's going to be a great show, especially season three finishing.
Awesome. I think I'm going to do one more, maybe two more. I'm going to go quick with it though. Underrated pick. This is another one that you should watch. And again, I've watched a decent amount, but this is one that I really enjoyed. It had the same art style as Haikyuu, the volleyball anime, which I loved very much. I even read some of the manga. One of the ones that I loved a lot was Welcome to the Ballroom. It's different anime. It's very different. It talks about ballroom dancing, salsa dancing. It's basically a show about competitive dancers. And again, it does get a little repetitive because, of course, they're dancing a lot to the same music. They're dancing a lot to the same styles, and it does get repetitive. However, the drama in it is quite good. The character design is quite good. Like I said, they look just like the characters in Haikyuu. So if you've seen Haikyuu and that's one of your favorite shows, you should give Welcome to the Ballroom a try. I really, really loved it. In fact, I think I went to Hot Topic a couple years ago and actually got a shirt, which was pretty crazy considering I think it's kind of an older show, but it was very good. I would highly recommend it. And if I had to pick one, just right off the top of my head, honestly, there's so many, but I probably would pick Made in Abyss. Very underrated anime. Even though it did win Anime of the Year a few years back, it's still quite good. I barely hear anyone talk about it. The manga itself is a little bit different. I don't know if I would read the manga because I think it is is mature only. But the anime was great. It was very exciting. The main characters were awesome. And of course, if you don't know much about Made in Abyss, I'm not going to try to spoil too much, but the goal is that they're trying to save people who are down deep into this abyss, and it's very hard to do so. In fact, once you go down, it's almost impossible to come back up without losing your life or without losing something. The abyss always has to take something from you, whether that be your voice, whether that be your legs, whether that be your body. And the farther you go down, the harder it is to come back up. Mm-hmm. And it is such a good show. And like I said, I think they might be done. They might be making more episodes in the future. But as of right now, they at least have two seasons, the newest one being the earliest one, I think, was on Amazon Prime, and then the newest one might have been on High Dive. So definitely worth the check out.
We're going to go into our next segment here. Would you rewatch it? I do have a question for my brother here, Andrew.
Okay.
There's two specifically animes that you've talked with me about that you kind of were upset about how they kind of ended or how they were going.
Okay.
The first one being Rise of the Shield Hero. Used to be one of your favorite animes. You kind of felt season two maybe wasn't very great, or maybe you can kind of explain more about it. Would you rather rewatch that, or would you rather give maybe Promised Neverland a second chance?
Okay. Both of these shows definitely had almost like a weird spot to where a lot of the fan base did not care about it as much anymore. Shield Hero, let me be quite frank, at one point was my favorite anime or one of my top three favorite animes. I don't know why. It was just the first episode, right when they start out with Naofumi, finding who he is, getting transported to a different world, figuring out his shield abilities, meeting Rough Talia, meeting all these people, and being just thrown to the dumps and people hating on him so much. That episode meant so much to me, especially how much he overcame and was just truly just a badass. And I loved the show, and I watched the whole first season. I thought it was really, really good, except for the last few episodes. And then once it got to season two and even the third season, like, it just kind of trickled off. They added, of course, they went through with the manga, but it just didn't necessarily come together how I wanted it. And of course, the main voice actor for the dub, rest his soul, did pass away. And in fact, I feel so terrible forgetting his name. He was such a great voice actor. He's been in so much other things, and I really, really enjoyed him a lot. And now, if I want to watch it in dub, it's going to be a different voice. Even though it sounds somewhat like him, it's going to be very difficult to bring that back again.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same.
Doesn't feel the same.
That's hard.
Yeah. So again, that very sad on that end. But Promised Neverland, again, started out great. The first season was awesome. I really, really enjoyed it. A lot of randomness going on, things that I did not expect happened, and I actually was quite pleased with the first season. Second season comes around, of course, not just me, but a lot of the fandom of Promised Neverland was over it. They weren't wanting to even finish season two. They were done with it. In all honesty, it's been a while since I've seen it, and in fact, I don't even really remember the last episode I watched. I think I watched the end of season two, where it kind of got even more crazy, and it spawned into aliens and demons and all these different things that, again, I don't really remember too much about. But if I had to re-pick one to rewatch, I honestly think I would rewatch Promised Neverland, because it's been a while since I've seen it. It's been at least 5 years. Which, for Shield Hero, I think I had watched that first episode more than any episode in my entire life.
Season three,
the newest season?
Yeah.
No,
you haven't. Okay.
I've not seen the newest season of Shield Hero. Maybe people can in the comments, or someone can come along and tell me, "Hey, it's worth the watch. It's worth pushing through." I think I just kind of took a back seat because not only the voice actor passing away, but also so many people were telling me that it was awful. You know that horse meme that shows, like, half the horse is a real painted nice horse by Leonardo da Vinci, and then the next half is like a picture drawn by a 5-year-old?
Yes.
So many of those pictures were floating around with Shield Hero and Promised Neverland, and I just thought, man, if all these people are saying it's horrible, maybe it's not worth watching. It's not worth ruining a good first season, or at least a good chunk of the first season for me.
Definitely.
So, okay. Another one, I'm going to ask Dallas, would he rather rewatch? There's a couple shows that I know he really enjoys, or has really enjoyed, and I think I'm going to just see which one he'd rather rewatch. Would you rather rewatch Black Clover again for the fifth time? I know you're watching it right now.
Yeah, I'm about at like 150, episode 150, so I'm about 20 episodes till the end.
Black Clover, or... You know what? I'll throw a new one that you've never watched, and you'll either give you an option to start it, or you have to rewatch one that you love. I know Black Clover is probably or possibly your favorite anime.
One of my favorites.
One of your favorites. So either you have to pick rewatching one you love or rewatching one you don't know if you love, but I think you should watch. And that's Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
What would you rather do? And I know you don't know too much about the characters.
It's tough. I would say, because I've been wanting to watch Full Metal Alchemist for some time, Brotherhood. I probably would choose that, only because I've seen Black Clover a decent amount of times, and I'm watching it right now. It'd be like me finishing it and then starting over again. So honestly, I'd probably wait and try to watch Brotherhood. Actually, one anime that I've been wanting to watch recently, and I've wanted to start watching it with Heather, is who's my wife, is Vinland Saga.
Great show.
I haven't watched much. I've watched a couple of the first episode, like a couple minutes. So yeah, kind of going to a new question, would you say it would be worth me watching it?
Vinland Saga?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. I really, really loved it.
Really?
Thorfinn, his journey is not exactly how I pictured, because, of course, I never read the manga. I didn't really know too much about his character.
Either.
Yeah, I won't. I won't spoil. But I think his development is amazing. And I think that the last season, many people might not have loved it as much, but I thought it was awesome. And again, I think that's basically the pinpoint end of the season. I believe the show is over. If they decide to make a spinoff, or they do some more, or maybe there's another portion that I'm missing, and they decide to finish the show, that'd be awesome. But I'm pretty sure it's done. But Vinland Saga, I honestly think, in my eyes, is a better overall show than, say, I don't know if it's better than Full Metal. I'd have to rewatch Full Metal again. Right. Do I think, and personally, if it's better than Black Clover? Sure, I do. That's but fair. I think Black Clover has its own perks. Black right. Clover is definitely more funny. It's longer a running show. There's a lot to love about Black Clover.
Sure. Yeah,
so
sure.
I think it comes with this with its pluses and negatives. So, okay. What we are going to do now is we're going to just end the segment with a character check-in. We're going to pick some standout characters which we love. We can talk about their glow-ups or downfalls. Maybe we'll even pick characters for each other. And then we're just going to talk just for a few extra minutes and close out with maybe some new shows that are coming out or some ones that we want to finish and get back into.
Yeah.
So I'll let you start, Dallas. You can tell me about a character, standout character that you think had a glow-up or a downfall or one that you just enjoy. What's some of your favorite characters?
Well, one of my favorite characters, me and my wife both love this character a lot. Is Fuego Leon from Black Clover. I know we just talked about Black Clover. Fuego Leon, obviously, he had his, if you're watching the show, this is going to be a little bit of a spoiler. Obviously, the show's been out for a while, but he goes down to the leader of the Midnight Sun, Licht, who is obviously actually named Patry, who's then controlled by the devil. So really, it's kind of a confusing villainous saga. However, Fuego Leon loses his arm. He's basically on his deathbed for a lot of some of the anime there for about 50 episodes, I believe. He then comes back and he regains what is the, or not regains, but he finally gets a fire spirit, the dragon, who then takes, basically helps him get his arm back. Very much a glow up to a point where he's able to kind of battle with the same amount of power as his sister, who at the time, obviously with him losing his arm, his sister was very powerful and is very powerful. But yeah, Fuego Leon definitely had a very big glow up from him losing his arm, losing his stone specifically that he had around his neck, his necklace, which gave him power and everything. And then to come back, get a spirit, a guardian from one of the Midnight Sun, high up people. And then he's able to use that same spirit to help attack them and defeat them is amazing. And so it's a very much a glow up for me. That I love.
What about a downfall? You have a character that you actually absolutely despise.
One character.
What's your least favorite character from Black Clover? Unless you're picking a different one.
I would say, let me pick my hero.
Okay.
Okay, my least favorite character, and I can't even remember the name, so I'm going to look it up here in a second, is this character. Give me 1 second to remember her name.
I mean, it's not the one, the guy with the...
It's Toru Hagakure.
Toru Hagakure.
So
The Invisible Girl.
The Invisible Girl. For me, she's one of my least favorite characters, maybe my least favorite character in all of anime.
This might be a hot take.
This is honestly a hot take, because a lot of people probably like her, but I just think that it's just so dumb to me. Like, I get the invisibility quirk is cool, but I just wish she was able to like turn it off and on whenever she wanted to, instead of being always invisible. I think there was something recently in the anime, one of the newer seasons, where they kind of show they were able to outline her form or whatnot. I don't think she was able to become not invisible, but she's just kind of, I wouldn't say she's useless.
Didn't eraser her quirk and they were able to see what
maybe
she
that was
like.
What it was. I can't remember, but ultimately she, to me, she just was not a very useful character. Maybe she was useful in a couple arcs or a couple episodes, filler episodes probably, to be honest. But she just doesn't really hit the nail on the head like I want. You know, she's not really a character that I enjoy watching. It's just kind of annoying to me. So I apologize to any My Hero fans that really enjoy her.
I don't think they'll care, but yeah, maybe. For me, you can ask me the downfall, but I'm going to talk about a character that I think maybe had a glow up, or one that I just enjoyed. I don't even know if you'd call it a glow up, okay? One of my favorite shows over the last 5 years that I've seen is actually called Kaiji Ultimate Survivor. And this is one that my brother should watch here. Dal should definitely watch it. So those out here who love Squid Game should watch it. In fact, I would put money... And again, I don't remember who the director is of Squid Game. It's going to come to me eventually. But I would put money that he used Kaiji Ultimate Survivor as inspiration for Squid Game, for sure. A lot of the episodes and theme of the show is very similar, extremely similar. In fact, it talks about Kaiji, who is down on his luck, very slow on money. He needs to be able to pay to basically save his life. He is in jeopardy of losing his arms, losing his fingers, losing his life because he's in so much debt. And so he decides to go and compete for money to be able to, you know, save himself and become rich in the outside world, which is what he really wants to do. The crazy similarities are there is almost a glass bridge where they walk between buildings on a metal beam, and there's a little glass part, which is very similar. They also have a like almost like a where they go on a boat and they play rock, paper, scissors to see who moves on and who goes home. There's a rock, paper, scissor episode. There's a lot of similarities between Squid Game and Kaiji Ultimate Survivor. And Kaiji, of course, I'm not going to spoil too much, but he's a great character. He, of course, pushes through and is an amazing character to, I guess, just and to make that show the way that it is. It reminds me so much of Squid Game. And so if you're a fan of Squid Game, you like Kaiji Ultimate Survivor, please make sure you watch it. Only thing about that show is I don't know if they have a dub. You might have to watch it in Japanese, which, again, for me isn't as terrible, but for someone like my brother who really doesn't enjoy watching it in Japanese or sub as much, it might not be as good. Okay. All right. As far as a downfall, there are many different characters that I think I dislike or I despise. But I think some of the ones that I hate the most, there's a long list of ones that I dislike from One Piece. But if I had to pick one that maybe is a kind of a hot take that I dislike from One Piece, I'm trying to pick like my least favorite character on the crew, because I love them all, but I'm trying to pick my least favorite character on the crew. If I had to, I probably would say, this is a hot take, but I probably would say Usopp. And it's not that I dislike Usopp. I really do like the character. I just think that sometimes the gag of him being so scared, and Chopper's being one of my favorites. Chopper has the same gag where they're so scared they need to cower in fear. Chopper doesn't use Monster Point anymore. Yeah. Usopp has, I guess, become more manly, but he still kind of cowers in fear. And in the early show, when you're watching,
he's very much
cowering. He can put you off, like where you don't really care about his character that much, and you kind of hope that he gets put in a hard situation because you want to see what he does.
Yeah.
I was recently talking with my buddy Gabe, who's gotten back into One Piece, or finally started it, and he was sharing with me how he finally got to the main confrontation between Luffy and Usopp in Water 7, which I think is a great part of the show. That's one of the parts where you finally get to know who Usopp is. You get to care for his character more. But before that point, you get kind of annoyed by Usopp quite quickly. And again, I love him. I do love the Netflix One Piece, and I do like the actor who plays Usopp on there. So I don't hate him. But I do think that, you know, he's had an up and down. He's had some glow-ups. He's had some downfalls. He definitely had a glow-up coming back from after Sabaody, and when they come back from Time Skip, he has a glow-up for sure. And they, of course, changed him a lot. They made his skin a lot lighter for some reason. The animators did. They changed a lot of the characters. But in all honesty, that's who I'm going to have to go with as being kind of a character that I don't really care for as much,
yeah,
even though I still love him. Okay, so we're going to get close to ending the episode. I appreciate you guys letting us talk and letting us discuss. We're going to try to make it about the same time length each episode. If it gets a little bit longer some days, it gets a little bit shorter some days, that's great. If you guys need us to slow down and talk a little bit slower, we can do that too, because I know we talk pretty fast. But hopefully we all were able to enjoy, and as Dallas and I were able to get some of these hot takes off of our chest.
We aren't really sure exactly how often we're going to be doing this, whether it's a 2-3 times a week, or if we're just going to do it once a week, once every 2 weeks. We'll figure it out. So keep an update. If you are enjoying this podcast, please reach out. We will let you guys know exactly when the next one's coming out. We're really excited to do this for you guys. We're going to end today's episode on a feature episode discussion. Okay, this is going to be a little bit different now, because today we're going to talk about what we're going to watch. Okay, next week or next time we come together, we're going to talk about what we thought about that episode the next episode. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think what we should do, and Andrew's been telling me I should watch this for a long time now. How about this? You can maybe rewatch the first live action One Piece episode, and I'll watch the first episode.
Okay.
We can get back together, you know, I can, we'll kind of deep dive into what I thought about it. the new live action One Piece.
Okay. And okay, I'm also going to hold Dallas to this. By the time we record the next episode, which probably be next week, he needs to watch, it's not anime, but it's animated, the K-pop Demon Hunters movie. So we should do that together. We should both watch the K-pop Demon Hunters movie because I want to rewatch it again. And he needs to watch the first episode of the live-action One Piece. If we do that, I will then figure out something that I can watch that maybe Dallas has seen and I have not. And I will do a compromise. Maybe I'll watch the first episode of an anime that he enjoys. What's an anime? Have you watched any that I haven't seen?
I don't know if I've watched any that you haven't seen.
We'll go down his list and see if there's anything he's seen.
There might be a few that I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe there's one that he's seen that I haven't. If that's the case, I will watch the first episode of one of the shows that he's seen, and we'll have a major discussion at the beginning. Because I truly think, especially with the One Piece live action coming out, I believe in 2026, that he's going to want to watch.
I say for now we stay on the plan of watching every single episode. We watch one live action One Piece. We'll come back and we'll talk about
okay.
it. And then when we get to the end of One Piece, then I can choose something for you to watch and so forth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, guys, so we're going to end off real quick just by saying this. Definitely go on TikTok, subscribe and follow to Slice of Anime Life. Should be on TikTok. I don't have much posted. In fact, I don't think I have that many followers either. I do have a main account. It's anime.andrew. I am on TikTok. I have about 28,900 followers. Enjoy. Make sure that you follow and like, and make sure that if we post this on YouTube, Spotify, any place you can find podcasts, make sure you reach out, and also have a good rest of your day.
Thank you guys for watching.